Listener supported. WNYC Studios.
Clay and Lara on WNYC, and New York City is in the midst of a big push to increase the amount it recycles this year, which can make us feel more virtuous and save money. And with Earth Day coming up this month, we have invited Ron Gonin, the city's first ever Deputy Commissioner of Sanitation. Some call him, Deputy Commissioner of Sanitation for Recycling and Sustainability. It's the first time that that title exists. Some people call him a recycling czar. And he's going to join us each week in April to dig into the waste stream. What fun. So welcome to the show. We really appreciate you doing this series with us.
Thank you for having me.
First, tell us about yourself. How does one get to become the first New York City recycling czar?
Well, I've always had a passion for the environment and social policy, and I started off my career in management consulting, but then realized that I was really had a passion for the environment and entrepreneurship, and I went back to business school at Columbia and founded a company called Recycle Bank that rewards households for recycling, and I launched that company in 2004 and ran it as a CEO until 2010, and then was doing a number of different things and was approached about taking this position and saw it as a great opportunity.
So that's interesting, and it's very Bloomberg, I guess. You were doing recycling in the private sector.
Correct.
And then you got drawn into this. Were you making money in the recycling business?
The company was successful.
By doing what? I mean, and I'm not, you know, investigating you here. I'm just curious what kind of recycling operation can be profitable.
So, Recycle Bank developed a business model to reward households for the amount that they recycle. So we signed long-term contracts with cities and every home got one of our recycling containers. There was a chip embedded in that container and then technology on the recycling truck that picked up the container, recognized that the Lair household recycled and how much you recycled, and we rewarded you with points for the amount that you recycled that you could use to shop.
You probably rewarded my co-op as a group if we made it. So let me play this clip of the mayor. This is from the State of the City address on recycling as a rising goal for the last year of his term.
Doubling the city's recycling rate to 30% by 2017. Under Sanitation Commissioner John Daugherty's leadership, we've created a comprehensive plan to achieve that goal. It starts with making recycling easier for everyone by putting 1,000 new recycling containers on streets in all five boroughs this year. Will also make it possible to recycle more plastics.
And as some of you may remember from the State of the City address, the mayor also proposed a polystyrene plastics ban, what people call a styrofoam ban, though it isn't technically styrofoam, I don't think, and increase food waste recycling. So that total of doubling the total recycling to 30%, that means we have 15% total recycling rate right now. How does that compare to other cities? We're pretty behind, like San Francisco and Seattle, for example, right?
We're behind the cities in the Pacific Northwest and in California, but relative to other major cities around the United States, we're about on par. And the opportunity here is to take a leadership position and demonstrate what is possible for major cities around the United States, along with helping us save a lot of money by diverting waste from landfills.
What's been hard for New York? What are the major obstacles?
New York City waste management is very complex. And as an entrepreneur who came out of the private sector into the Department of Sanitation, I've been incredibly impressed with the way the department is managed and run. New York City is an immensely complex place to collect waste from and very different from other major cities in the sense that we have 8 million residents, which is much more than any other major city in North America. We have 50 million visitors, which is much more than any major city in North America. And then we have a very diverse built environment. We have high-rise, low-rise, multifamily, single-family homes. And that's something you don't see in Phoenix or Houston or Los Angeles.
So, listeners, if you have some questions for Ron Gonin, the city's first Deputy Sanitation Commissioner for Recycling and Sustainability, who's going to be on with us each week in April, 212-433-WNYC. Or you can post a question, and maybe we'll get to it today. Maybe we'll get to it later in the month at WNYC.org. Click on Brian Lehrer Show. But the phone number, 212-433-WNYC, 433-9692. The first thing in that clip of the mayor that we played referred to recycling containers on the streets. So are we going to see next to the, ordinary trash receptacles on many street corners in New York, blue recycling containers?
Yes. Starting in September, we're going to be rolling out over 1,000 new recycling containers on New York City street corners. And we're doing that for two reasons. One is we can collect a lot more material on the street. New York City is a walking city. But it's also a great way to communicate our message and make recycling more habitual if you have these containers on the street. So then people do it when they're at home or at work.
There are many more than 1,000 street corners in New York City. How are you going to decide where to put them?
Well, we're planning to roll out many more than 1,000 containers. 1,000 is the first deployment. Right now, there's about 25,000 trash receptacles on New York City street corners and only about 1,000 recycling receptacles.
Uh-huh.
And so our goal is long-term is to have as many or more recycling receptacles than trash receptacles because most of what we collect on the street is actually recyclable.
And will they be these multi-slot kinds of things where you can put in a can or put in a newspaper or other things?
You'll see two containers, one for paper and one for MGP, which is your metal, glass, and plastic. So one container will be green with a slit for your paper and one will be blue with a hole for your metal, glass, and plastic.
Now, early on in his administration, way before you were here, the mayor disappointed some earth-friendly New Yorkers when he backed away from recycling. He said it wasn't cost-effective at that time. He said he wanted to redo it. What changed?
I think a lot of things have changed in the city over the last 12 years. And I think to the mayor's credit, he was able to look comprehensively at the opportunity around race diversion and see that there's tremendous opportunity for New York City, both from an environmental standpoint as well as an economic standpoint, and decided to redo the recycling program. I think it's going to be a great legacy for the mayor.
Let's take a phone call. Cassius in Brooklyn. Cassius, you're on WNYC. Hello.
Hey, Brian. Thank you. Currently, here in the city, we have like these kind of drives where people can take large electronic items to say like one spot in each borough to be recycled. But it kind of since it is a walking city, and so many of us, you know, we don't own cars. It doesn't work for us. It's like, what am I supposed to? Say I have an old TV here in my apartment. The city shouldn't really expect us to like take a car service to the site to take the TV. Like we need to have like say once a month where trucks come through each neighborhood and pick up stuff off the side of the street.
It's a great question, and I'm sure it's one that many New Yorkers have struggled with. I've had that. I once actually did, Commissioner, take a car service from my building to about 10 blocks away where they were having one of these e-waste recycling days. And I took a whole load of stuff, you know, old, big, clunky, just like Cassius was talking about, old style TVs and a whole bunch of other things. And I see, by the way, and we should mention that you are in the midst of an e-recycling wave this month. And this Sunday, April 7th, there is going to be one location in Brooklyn, Prospect Park, Park Circle. That's the corner of Parkside Avenue and Prospect Park Southwest. But what about Cassius's idea to make it much more easy to do?
It's a great question, and I'm pleased to announce that come the fall, New York City will be the first major city to offer electronic waste collection. We will be providing buildings with a special container where residents can put all of their electronic waste into that container, and when it's full, the building just puts in a call and we will come by and collect that electronic waste. In regards to other types of household hazardous waste, we have the events that are planned in the spring where people can drop off paint, motor oil, batteries. But when it comes to electronic waste, we recognize it's a growing problem and we're looking forward to providing that new service in the fall.
The other events coming up this month, by the way, for those of you who might be interested, Sunday, April 14th on Staten Island at the Staten Island Mall, parking lot F, Saturday, April 20th at Yankee Stadium, Sunday, April 28th at the Columbia University Teachers College location, 120th Street between Broadway and Amsterdam. So one in each borough. The Queens one happened last week at Citi Field. So if you want to get rid of some of your e-waste, there are some opportunities to do it anyway coming up in New York. 212-433-WNYC. Walter, you're on the air. Hi, Walter.
Hi. How you doing?
Good. What's your question?
Yeah, I recently purchased this really super shredder, and I started shredding all my mail, all my newspapers, but mail, anything made out of cardboard, and I filled up my compost bin in the back, and I don't know if that's something that's actually compostable. Now I'm throwing it into my garbage. Does that make the garbage decompose quicker, or am I just wasting electricity by doing that?
If you are shredding your paper, we would prefer that you put it in your paper recycling container. New York City has a contract to sell all of our recycled paper, so please put it in your recycling container.
And there's a good reason to shred paper. It's so people don't steal your identity off your bills and stuff like that. But does New York City now make money? Is that what you were just saying, from selling paper for recycling? Is this a net plus for the sanitation department and the city?
Absolutely. So the economics behind waste management in New York City are such that today we spend over $300 million exporting waste to landfills in Pennsylvania, Ohio, and South Carolina. Most of that waste that we export is actually recyclable right here in New York City. So there's an amazing opportunity for New Yorkers to save a lot of money by recycling. When it comes to paper, not only do we save money by diverting it from the landfill, but we can also sell it, and we have a floor of $10 per ton on our paper, which gets sold to a company that has a local facility right here in New York that employs people locally in New York.
What else makes money or loses money with respect to recycling? Because I think early in the movement, advocates used to say the whole field would turn a profit for the city and for other locales because there would be a demand for the recycled raw materials. But I think that turned out to be a pipe dream for a number of different waste streams.
When you do a full cost accounting of waste management, the most important part to recycling isn't so much the value that you get for the commodity. It's the fact that you're not having to pay to put it in landfill. So even if you get zero for the commodity, you still have saved yourself a significant amount of money. And that's the first thing to recognize about the importance of recycling. In regards to specific commodities, paper and cardboard is very valuable. We get paid for that. Metal and aluminum is very valuable, along with plastic bottles. That's why you see oftentimes people going through other people's recycling containers to take those out. Plastic, some of it is valuable, some of it not so. It depends on the type of plastic. And then glass is kind of a break even. There isn't much of a market for it. But again, even though there isn't a market for it, we prefer not to have to pay to stick it in a landfill.
Barbara, a small business owner in the East Village. Hi, Barbara. You're on WNYC.
Hi. How are you?
Good. What's your question?
Something that's bugged me for a long time. I have a small retail store. I'm supposed to get a private carter to pick up my trash and recycling. The least frequent pickup I can get is about once a week because I'm very, very small. But I can't keep all my trash in my little tiny space for a week. But I have to have that sticker that goes in my window so the New York Department of Sanitation thinks I'm observing the law. So I pay a private carter, get a sticker that says I'm being picked up by them, put it in the window with a Sunday code on it. The Sunday code means to the carter, don't pick up here. And I put my trash in with the building's trash.
Huh. Now, that's obviously a very relevant question, probably not just for you, but for other small businesses.
Well,
but
I think it's very common. I think the city's getting ripped off. I would be happy to pay the city a fee so I can get rid of my trash more than once a week. And plus, this company in New Jersey, and I'm not giving you any names of mine either because we're breaking the law, is making I get a bill for $20 a month from this company for not picking up my trash. Because you have to have a sticker that goes in the window that says you're observing this anti-criminal law or something, because it used to be all run by the mafia.
And we all pay taxes to Washington so they can pay farmers not to grow things. But,
right.
But Barbara, is there a recycling angle to this? Because that is our topic, and that's the specific area of our guest.
Well, I think there is a recycling angle because I put all my recycling in with the business trash, too. And I think that, for example, when I have cardboard, I have occasional deliveries. Not like a big store where I have cardboard to put out on the street every day, which I know you see in front of big stores. But I don't have enough cardboard to keep for this guy to pick up either. So I put the cardboard in with the building recycling.
Barbara, thank you for your candor. We will keep your name anonymous. you called this Barbara, so that's maybe that's a different name. I don't know. But anyway, Commissioner, is there a lesson in this that's got broader application in terms of the recycling aspects?
It's important for the commercial sector to also do a great job recycling. We at Department of Sanitation collect only from residential properties along with universities, nonprofits, and institutions. So what I would recommend for commercial businesses is that there's a number of very good commercial haulers in New York City that are very focused on recycling, and try and find those haulers, and I think you'll find that you'll get great service.
Now, as this month goes on, and you come back once a week for the next 3 weeks here in Earth Month, we've got a pie chart on our website that you sent us. And so maybe we'll work our way through some of the categories as the month goes on, because the categories are organics, paper, metal, glass, textile, and e-waste. And we mentioned the e-waste events coming up. Just let me ask you one other thing about that. For electronics and chemicals, right? Is it for anything labeled danger or caution?
Yeah. What Dave Hirschler, who runs our program, likes to say, if it's something you don't want your kids playing with or touching, it's something that we'll take on that day.
That you will take on that day.
Yeah. So any household hazardous waste we will take, including electronic waste. Although, as I mentioned, come the fall, we will be providing a collection service for household hazardous waste directly to buildings.
Before you go, let me take one more call for you. It's a communication about recycling question from Stuart in Brooklyn. Hi, Stuart. You're on the air.
Hey, thanks for taking my call. You know, I live in Park Slope, which is such a progressive neighborhood, and it seems like the percentage of people that actually understand what gets recycled in terms of plastic is so small. You know, I understand it's only like things with necks, right? Bottles. But you see yogurt containers, salad takeout containers, all this stuff. One is, how does the city actually process that stuff? And secondly, how do we better communicate that to our citizens, what actually is recyclable?
It's a great question. In the coming months, you're going to be hearing an announcement from the mayor about an expanded plastics program that I think every New Yorker will be pleased about. It will enable us to take a lot more material into our recycling program, but it would also simplify our recycling messaging, which will be if you can rip it or you can tear it, we'll take it in the paper container. If it's metal, glass, plastic, tin, aluminum, don't even ask us. Just give it to us, and we'll keep it out of landfill, save taxpayer dollars, and recycle it.
And will that require a lot more sorting on the part of the city that's going to cost a lot more money?
One of the great things that's happened in the recycling industry over the past decade is it's become a lot more advanced from a technology perspective, and there's now actually technology that can optically sort all the different types of commodities that come in. And we have a new recycling facility being opened by Sims Metal Management in Brooklyn over the summer. That's one of the most advanced recycling facilities in the world that will be able to optically sort all of these materials.
That's great. Well, we're going to leave it there. Looking forward to the subsequent three visits once a week for the remaining weeks this month with Ron Gonin, the city's first ever Deputy Commissioner of Sanitation for Recycling and Sustainability. The position was created, and he was hired by the mayor last year, and he'll keep coming back for this Earth Month to dig into the waste stream. So much fun. We'll talk about organics. Food waste is an interesting part of the mayor's plan, so we'll get into that. Textile, paper, glass, and metal. So, Commissioner, thank you so much again for giving us this time. Look forward to having you back next week.
Thank you.
Brian Lehrer on WNYC. Coming up next, the orange meets the red, white, and blue. Journalist Rami Khoury loves American democracy and Syracuse basketball, and he will join us in a minute to tie his two loves together, arguing that the Syracuse basketball team's zone defense is a metaphor for what's right with American democracy. Really, stay with us.